Hi, my name's Doug, and I'm going to show you how to work from home with confidence. 17 million Americans work from home from time to time, and studies show that more and more want to. Now, we have tools in Office that can help you be an effective team member even when you're not in the office. Now, there's lots of reasons why you'd want to work from home if you have the opportunity. I mean, if you're sick, who wants you doing this all day in front of them? Or you may have a sick child. Or a sick goat. Or maybe you work on flex time, or no meeting Fridays that you want to take advantage. And it's okay. We got it. I'm working with a crew here today. I'm working from home on a Friday, and in fact, this used to be the most unproductive time of my day. I'm stuck in traffic, but here I'm having some coffee. I'm working on the Orin email, putting out last night's fires. I'm even doing a little prep for lunch. Ooh, it's the boss. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Doug. I got a bit of a situation here. Mary can't make it in. She apparently had an incident with a monkey grinder.
Oh, is she all right?
Yeah, she should be, but she's out of commission for the day, so I hate to do this, you being at home and all, but I think you need to come into cover for her.
What do you need done?
Well, I need three things. One, I need your corrections on my report within the hour. Two, put the presentation together from the notes that the team made. And then three, and I hate to do this, but I need you to lead the presentation at noon today. You think you can do that?
Oh, I can do that all from here today.
From there?
Yeah.
You sound pretty confident.
Yes, I am.
What was that?
Yeah, I can get that done, Jonathan.
Okay, great. I'll be here at my desk.
Okay. Oh. Let's go. So here's how it usually works. The boss prints out the report. Mary and I go through it, mark it up with a red pen, hand it back to him. But there's tools online we can do this collaboration. This is a new one. This is Office Web Apps. This is the online extension of Word, PowerPoint, Excel, OneNote. So we can do the changes in here, even edit in real time. But I want to show you an oldie but a goodie that I've rediscovered. This is Word, and this is Track Changes. It's been around forever. But I've really gotten into this is using it for an online tool. So I go through and make the changes, and when I send this to the boss, he can look at each change, and he can accept or reject it, or just with one button here, look, he can just accept all of them, and he's off to the races with his report. Now, I'm going to send this to him really quick. Now, I could email him. I could phone him and say, hey, you ready for the report? But look, this is Office Communicator. And with Office Communicator, I can see where my team is. I can see if they're by the computer. Now, Jonathan's in a meeting right now. So I could email him and hopefully he gets the email, or call him and say, hey, do you want the report now? But look at this. I can just drag and drop the report in the communicator. And a box opens right up, and it's sent to him right away. And it pops up on his desktop right away. And look, he's typing already. Okay, he got it. Okay, then one down, onto the presentation. You know that 5 minutes you take in the middle of the day to go brainstorm, maybe go out to the water cooler and talk to some folks? At home, this is what I do. And there's that idea. And I'm going to put that idea right in OneNote. OneNote's a great place to put your ideas. It's kind of like you can scrapbook. You can cut and paste from reports. You can write notes. Look, you can even screen grab from the web and get those pictures in here. And then you can move everything around. Now, this is a shared notebook, which means my team has permissions. So we can go in here and cut and paste our ideas. And look, every time we do that, our initials appear. So in case I want to talk to someone about a certain note, there it is. Also, anything that's in green, that means I haven't seen it yet. So I can find out what's new and what's old right away. Oh. Thanks. You know, if you have a chance to get a film crew, get one. Okay, on to PowerPoint. There's many tools to do remote meetings, but here's one of the easiest. It's a new feature in PowerPoint 2010. It's called Broadcast. Now, go into the File menu here. This is the new Backstage area. And under Save and Send, Broadcast Slideshow. And I click this button, and it generates a URL. So as it does that, now, if I can have that computer. Thank you. Now, everyone else I can send this URL to, and they don't need any special equipment. They just need an internet connection and a recent version of Internet Explorer, Firefox, or Safari. And then when they get the URL, they can just open it up. See? So as I do each slide, it's almost real time there. Now for sound, we'll just go through the conference call on my phone as we would normally. And it looks like we're getting near time here, so let me get my presentation. Hi, everyone. As you heard, Mary can't make it today. I'll be giving the presentation. My name's Doug. I sent you all an email with a URL. If you can open the email and click on the URL, we'll start in just a minute.
I'm sorry, what is the link? We're not finding it here.
Yeah, email from Doug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just click on that.
Okay, great. We've got it. Great, okay. Thanks.
Okay, gang, here we go.
Burning daylight here.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm about to start the presentation, so is there anything else you guys need? You're good?
Yeah, how about some drinks?
Oh, right, yeah, I got some iced tea. That would be great.
I want mine with lemon.
You want yours with lemon?
Sugar, I can do organic lemon.
How about a Long Island?
Mineral water and root beers.
Well, root beer sounds good.
Maybe I'd rethink having that film crew over. Okay. Okay, let's begin here. 17 million Americans work from home. Find more at office.com.